The Very Interesting Show contains mature adult content not suitable for anybody. If you classify as anybody, turn back now. You've been warned.
Rev up those fryers!
All right, we are back. Good evening, everybody. It is Thursday, June 3rd, 2021, and we are doing yet another edition of The Very Interesting Show. I'm not sure yet. Look, it's only been a week.
Spaced out for like a minute there. What happened?
I'm not entirely sure.
Last thing I remember, we were going to a war in Iraq.
You've been asleep for a long ass time then. If the last thing that's what you remember was going to war in Iraq, how do I enter your reality where the last like 10 years of life has just been completely blocked out?
I wish it could be that way for me.
Unfortunately,
for all of us,
we could just
hard reset just in our current state, but just our memories just hard reset like 10 years ago.
Wait, so you only want our memory to go back to where it was before, but you just want to reset the state of life? You want us to keep all the memories that we have and back?
Quite
or
the
opposite of that? Okay.
Keep the state of life and the memories go away.
Okay, well,
so
I've got...
That's like the opposite of what I would want. I just want to know all the things, but back
then... Yeah, see, that's what I would have thought, too, was, you know, I would want to have my
hindsight,
knowledge and go back into the past with
it. Hindsight is a terrible thing to have.
Well, we are going to lose. You know what? No, we're not going to go that hard to where we'll be losing any memory. But you know, we're going to celebrate.
I mean, you
our...
might.
No. I've got a job interview at 10 tomorrow, so I am not going as hard as I would tonight.
Another Indian prince? Huh?
No. A real one, actually. And
real
it's
Indian prince.
It's a second interview, and I went to one of them today, and it's kind of made me realize that my wardrobe is a little bit lacking because I have to wash the exact same shirt that I went there today to use tomorrow.
Hold on, wait a minute. So, did you not take the shirt off immediately after you got home or back into your car?
I did, but look, it is hot as fuck when I got home, and of course my car has no AC in it, so when I got home...
That's why I was asking if you took it off in your car, if you had like
But I did not take it off. I didn't want to like stand there in the parking lot at this potential new place of employment and just take off the only nice shirt that I own.
Hey, that's a power move.
It is. Look,
just get naked, like in the parking lot.
That's true. You have to assert your dominance.
It's Florida, man.
Early.
Nobody cares.
You
see people at the beach change.
It's a fair assessment.
Next to their car with a door open and someone holding a towel. Maybe. And sometimes they're just there and they just strip naked and change. And if you see what you see, whatever.
Well, look, I've realized that my wardrobe is fairly lacking. The fact that we even have to sit here and talk about the having to pull the power move when I couldn't just go out and get another nice shirt, and I don't know. I need a little bit of time to kind of reacquaint to a new life a little bit. I know that's why the work for the shows have been a little bit lacking this week, is because look, I need a little bit of time to settle into some new stuff here. So, speaking of which, we just got off from a very refreshing week off. I will update us onto the status of our week 5 bonus show that we were supposed to do last week. I'll update everybody as to the status of that at the end of the show when everybody cares. But for now, cheers, everybody.
Salud.
Yeah.
Scroll.
Delicious.
Ugh. Yikes. All right.
Is that like zoinks?
Yeah, I tried to go like zoinks and then yikes, and then somehow the two of them just...
zoinks.
The two of them, yeah, just it... it.
How did it go again?
Okay, that would be... What is this? At 4:51 in the recording, that would be a zoinks. So nobody clip that and use that against me. So speaking of which, there's actually a whole conversation that I would love for just none of this to be clipped and used against me at all, because I got to thinking, I think it was about a week ago that we had this hypothetical conversation, Justin, mm-hmm. about a potential robot zombie apocalypse and the necessity for guns in this post-apocalyptic zombie world. And it got me to thinking, actually, I have not ever actually shot a real gun ever in my entire life. And so it got me to think about...
Sounds like a bonus episode.
It does. It does, actually. And the problem with
in
that
room
is that... Oh, yeah. We're just going
to... Desk pop!
Yeah. Hey, hey.
When was your last desk pop?
Oh, it was last week.
Oh, I haven't done one since, what is it, 98. My last desk pop. What about you, Cameron? When was the last time you did a desk pop?
A what?
A desk pop. Everyone's done a desk pop. It's when you just
you
fire
a
your
desk pop.
It's when you fire your gun here at the office.
Oh yeah. Oh, never, because I've
what?
Never had one.
You need to do it, man.
I'm
Everyone
thinking about
does it.
It. Here's the thing. I got to thinking about my inadequacy in that area because, hey, look, I'm not saying that the gun is not small too, but let's just we're gonna stick with the guns for now, at least only the hypothetical guns in the situation. But we were getting to talking about how the impending rise of like violence in our world has kind of necessitated the ownership of a firearm. Yep. And we're getting to that point in our culture now and in like the life cycle of the attitude of our country that it feels like as more and more time has gone on, the more and more we're going to need the means to defend ourselves in a world where maybe we might not be able to rely on the state in the future to provide that protection for us. We're going to have to start doing it ourselves. And I realized that I need to learn how to shoot a gun, because a problem with that is that I actually like sat there for like the past week or so. I've kind of sat down and meditated a little bit and have put myself in the mindset of like being right there and getting ready to shoot a gun and getting ready to pull the trigger on it and, you know, get to that actual position where you're about to do it. And it's
exhilarating.
I know that. I'm also a little bit afraid of it.
You mm-hmm. good. You should
good,
be.
Yeah. That's a good mindset.
And that's you should be. When I was going through training, gun weapon training in basic training. Granted, I had shot weapons prior to being in basic training, but one of the first things that they said to everybody was, "Your first shot, it should
put the fear of God in you."
No, not put the fear of God in you, but it
in whoever you're shooting.
It should scare you. It should shock you a little bit.
I agree with that because of
the way that you react to it, because it's going to jolt. You're going to be like, oh, wow, that was a gunshot. Wow. And then after that, your other one will be a little bit steadier. But your first shot, you always want to make sure it's going to be your most accurate shot.
Without that, also, you don't have the appreciation for like what goes into a gunshot, like the immense power that a gunshot has to, you know, take a person's life or to do whatever a gunshot does. You need that appreciation when you're pulling that trigger.
Or the surprising effect of the lack of recoil from the size of the bullet that it mm-hmm. goes into. So like the Barrett, is it a Barrett? I think it's, yeah, the Barrett 50 cal, the rifle, the bullpup rifle. The recoil on it is not much more than a 12-gauge shotgun.
That
when it kicks.
Well, yeah, but that's because the barrel actually like recedes
into
itself.
It's a reciprocating barrel. Like it pulls into the body of the weapon itself. So the kinetic
energy, right.
The physics behind it dissipates the energy before with the kick and stuff. So it helps
and it makes
relieve
the gun
some of that.
Do the shooty things.
Yeah. Do the bang bangs.
Yeah, yeah.
Do the bang bangs better.
Do the good stuff.
Right.
So I need to learn how to shoot a gun,
so
I think. Because
I was actually...
Why? Because of the robots?
Yes, look, they're rising up. I know that
they're coming.
We'll just give you a water gun. You'll be able to fry their circuits that way.
Here's the thing. I'm not as afraid of the robots as I am of crazy people. Because at least, okay, so the robot thing is a bit, but crazy people are not a bit. Crazy people are fucking out there.
I guess there was a crazy person outside our house yesterday.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What happened?
basically there is a, and I heard this from our lovely next door neighbor that we both love and dear.
By the way, hold on really quick. I'm going to sidebar the story real quick. But before I left to go to the job interview this morning, one of their fucking cars was parked in their driveway, like a corner. It was literally.
This is Jenna's car. Okay. It's because they all do it, but this one in particular was Jenna's car.
Are they just trying to be shitheads to in the corner like that?
No, it's because they're all assholes to each other and they won't move their cars.
Okay, so they're all just passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Okay. So what happened?
I mean, essentially, there is just some crazy dude who's just walking up and down the road apparently, and just like drunk or on something, and yeah,
so he made his way here from Bithlo.
That was last night.
The thing is, we live in a neighborhood that doesn't seem like it's magnetic for those kinds of crazy people, but I guess...
That's not true.
Seems a little too coincidental, right? The crazy next-door neighbors and just somebody crazy that happens to be walking around the neighborhood. I wonder how they could have met each other.
Let's
not talk about that!
Oh, boy. What? Are we about to take off some Band-Aid here? All right, what Band-Aid are we ripping off? I'm down for it.
Oh, no, there was just a time.
Racist James.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other roommate that beat up a van. I think we talked about it on one of our
That was one of the early shows, which, by the way, soon a certain tier of our Patreon subscriptions will have access to all of our archive shows. That's going to be a nice Patreon tier to look forward to. Yeah, if you want every single archival thing that is in our archive, then stay tuned because I will 100% be done with that this weekend. I'm putting the finishing touches on what our... door's locked.
I got it.
Gene is attempting to enter the premises, and we have locked the door on him, so it's his own fault somehow. It's his fault. How could he have not known that the doors for the studio were locked? So that is something that will be coming up this weekend for Patreon subscribers. I know a couple of people have been asking on the Simulation Radio chat and in my TFT streams chat is, hey, how can we monetarily support you guys? And every time that kind of makes me feel a little bit bad, like, oh shit, the Patreon's not ready yet. That's literally the definition of what I could tell people when they ask me how we can support the show monetarily. It's almost set up, actually. I've got to like finish putting what bonuses go in each one of the tiers, and there's only going to be three tiers to start off with. There's probably only going to be a bronze, a silver, and a gold tier. We got a $5 one, a $10 one, and a $15 category, and I'm trying to figure out which reward is appropriate to put in which tier. And honestly, I'm really thinking that access to all of our archive shows, like every single thing that's been recorded, which I have, every single thing that we have that has ever been recorded,
we could set
in
up
any one
reels
of the studios
for a tier two.
If you're a gold, a $15 month subscriber, I'm probably just going to give you unfiltered access to everything, and then it'll be your job to retroactively cancel us based on the really stupid things that we used to say. So.
Episode one.
Zach. God. Yeah.
In Mondays.
Tag Zach and his Mondays.
Like, he had a really, really bad case of the Mondays, so... You will, if you're a $15 a month subscriber on Patreon,
you might know what that means.
You'll have access to that. And look, if you're going to cancel us retroactively, then you're going to have to pay $15 a month to do it. Like, right. I'm okay with being canceled. I'm okay with just being completely put on a stake and burned alive for the things that we've said on the show over the years. After all, it does say, look, on the logo right here, established 2018. So it's been a long time since 2018, and we've said a lot of fucked up things. And if you want access to those fucked up things,
that's $1, and that's $2.
Oh yeah, you're right. Okay.
And I wonder how many we already missed.
Yeah, hey, look, the ones that we've already missed do not count.
That's all right, but
statute of limitations.
That's fair.
$2 for two F words. The thing is,
Gene has that liquid death.
I only did one Simulation Radio Live this week because I was working on some other stuff trying to get my real life in order. And if I'm not in a constant pattern of trying to watch myself, then the swear jar is gonna fill its way to the brim. By the way, Gene, here, this one's for you. Enjoy.
What is that?
It is just vodka.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah, just making sure.
It's unleaded.
Yeah, we've already.
We just took ours.
Yeah, we just took ours. I was gonna say that we were gonna.
Trust you guys.
No, that's not. The bottle's
here,
right there.
Yeah, I'll take one with you.
Give me that one.
Okay, in fact, I'll take another one with you too to celebrate him being here.
All right.
It's okay. We've got a.
I'll drink it. It's fine.
All right. You're going to have to.
Oh, my God. He actually drank it.
You're going to have to trust
this asshole. You're going to be dead in about 2 hours. It's a live show. You got live.
How is that liquid death water? Because that's that murder your thirst.
This is sparkling water.
It's sparkling water.
This one is.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
They have
white cans, regular water.
Ooh.
Canned water.
You,
I love
you
it.
Enjoy
Thank
it?
You.
Canned regular
just normal water. Just water.
This is water.
Just water.
I mean, this is sparkling water, so it's not. I like sparkling water.
What kind of sparkling water is it?
It's just regular sparkling water.
It's water flavored.
Seltzer.
Yeah, but all the water flavors are a little bit different.
This
all the sparkling
flavored.
Water
it's
flavors.
Just sparkling
really,
water.
It's just
bubbled water.
I just like sparkling water.
That's fun. It's like Perrier without the lemon lime.
As long as it's not bubbly.
Like regular Perrier.
And regular Perrier.
Yeah, because otherwise it just tastes just like synthetic. I don't like it.
Mm. So, tomorrow is National Donut Day, everybody. Do you guys like donuts? You guys fans of donuts?
Oh, I already know what I'm doing for donuts tomorrow, then.
I was
what I just showed you.
Oh. Burning out the vehicle in a parking lot. Empty Wendy's parking lot.
I thought he was just going to pump his dick into a donut for a couple hours.
I mean, there's a day for that, too. I got those.
The OnlyFans page, we got to bump up our subscribers somehow.
That's
right.
I actually read about donuts today, not knowing that tomorrow is.
It's okay. I didn't know about Donut Day either when
I
read all this shit.
Reading about donuts.
What kind of donut stories have you been
finding?
No,
I was just curious as to where the term donut came from.
And where did it come from?
Actual donuts are what we call donut holes now, or munchkins if you're a Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
That's a donut.
Yeah.
The ring itself was called an oilekake, or oily cake, which was a ball of sweet dough that was fried in boar fat.
Mm. Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it comes from Belgium.
See, I think the donut holes,
just like the waffle,
are better than the actual donuts. Like
all kinds of tasty cakes.
Technically, you like donuts better than oily cakes.
You know what? Then I did not know that I was a donut purist, but I guess we have decided. We have decided at this moment.
You are better than Homer Simpson.
Oh, am I though?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
a lot of us
are better than
strawberry frosted donut. He's a fucking monster.
Yeah, strawberry frosted donuts are not the way to go.
They look nice, but nobody eats them.
Yeah, they look good, but when it comes to actual donut effectiveness, the chocolate frosting donut is just, it's not the way to go. But DiGiorno.
I eat chocolate frosted donuts all the time.
Sorry. Oh, chocolate frosting, but not the pink strawberry frosted ones.
No.
That one's just it's not it.
Gotta get those sprinkles, man. That waxiness that everyone hates, I love it.
It's the best.
Oh yeah.
DiGiorno has decided to
sprinkles are for winners.
Yes, they are. But you know what? Okay, so what kind of sprinkles are we talking about on a DiGiorno pizza donut? Because DiGiorno has decided that they are giving away pizza donuts as part of a National Donut
Day
giveaway.
So wait, like a dessert pizza?
Oh, hold on.
No, actually, not a dessert pizza, or not a dessert donut, but an actual pizza donut that I will...
So I have one question.
Yes.
I have several.
How are they giving this away if it's DiGiorno?
It'll be sent to your house
delivered?
In a freezer.
Do you buy it at
But it's not delivery,
aisle?
Though. But it's not Shit. Delivery.
Do you buy it at a freezer aisle?
I don't know. It's actually...
Is it a redeemable coupon?
Is it like bagel bites?
Yeah, they're like bagel bites.
Cool.
They're giving them away with just a giveaway on their site. They're giving away vouchers for a product that already exists, essentially. And that's why, I don't know, I'm down for pizza donuts. You've heard of pizza bagels, but... Oh, shit, I had the wrong show up here.
There we go.
So... You've heard of pizza bagels, you've heard of pizza bagels, but pizza donuts sound a little bit different. I think that the sweetness of the pizza donut or the actual donut and the pizza, it seems like one of those stoner food combinations that you don't think would actually go very well together.
Yeah,
but sweet and salty.
So yeah.
Yeah, I would try it though. I think a pizza donut sounds pretty good.
I would say it'd be good if it's not a plain donut. If it's a glazed donut that they then put tomato sauce, cheese on top, then it's going to be good. But if it's just a plain ass,
just
old,
full, go full send with
donut,
the American donut,
it's not going to be any good. It's just going to be a doughy mess. You need the sweetness. so that it counteracts the saltiness of the cheese.
Or they have like the glaze infused in the dough.
Ooh,
no,
yeah.
No, because then flavoring? You bite it and it's just too good. Much, and there's like pockets of glaze on this side.
No. The flavor of the glaze in the dough. So like sweeten the dough up a little bit more.
I guess. I don't think that's going to work as well.
I think it's still going to be a sticky mess if it's a glazed donut and well, then you have pizza toppings on
it.
Obviously,
it's going to be it's a fucking mess either way.
DiGiorno is actually using this giveaway as a test run for a new product that's coming out fairly soon.
I'm guessing the product is pizza croissants.
Yeah, the product is pizza donuts.
Let's hope it doesn't take off.
That's an idea, though.
Wait, they already make that. I just remembered.
Who?
DiGiorno.
They do. It's a croissant crust, isn't it? Isn't that what they do? It sounds pretty good. It sounds okay, actually.
My girlfriend makes them.
Really?
With a French pastry bread.
Ooh, that sounds good.
The puff pastry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That stuff. And then you open it, you cut it in little lines on the sides, put some cheese in the middle,
yep.
Like slices, thick slice of mozzarella, sauce, fold it over, bake it. Delicious.
Ooh, that sounds really good,
actually.
You get
a nice caramelized bottom, and then... You know, everyone likes a good caramelized bottom.
I know I do.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. That one's for Leatherfoot.
Oh,
yeah. I'll never hear the end of that one.
No. Nope.
Yeah. Leatherfoot. So we've got the entire crew with us here tonight. We are refreshed after our week off. Justin, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
All right. That's fair. Doing okay.
Okay at best.
Yeah, okay at best.
That's not good.
That sounds like something.
Tear
that...
Thumbs up, smiling, tears just pouring down. Like that one dude from the meme where he's always like that. sadness in his eyes.
That sounds like something that's worth unpacking here a little bit, but instead I'm just going to move on. Gene, how are you doing?
I'm just tired.
Just tired. Yeah, that's kind of it's been a common theme.
I'm just always tired.
You're always tired? What's going on? Why do you have so little energy? Do you feel this?
Because I work and then I gotta drive all the goddamn way over here. Yes, I'm tired. I also exercised this morning. So.
Oh yeah, I don't know what's been going on lately, but one exercise will kill me for like 2 or 3 days afterwards.
You've hit
now.
A and plateau, my friend.
Well, no, you're supposed to you're gonna wake up shitty the next day, but you gotta exercise and then you'll feel much better.
I think that's
the
thing.
Then you're going to feel like shit for like 2 days.
Yeah, but like when you go not as hard, when you do like the standard, just the getting in there and doing it routine, where you're not really trying to push yourself a little bit extra.
Yeah.
That's the one that feels like nothing. And
that's the one that hurts.
Yeah.
Because you don't use proper form and you hurt yourself.
I did hurt myself.
Being lazy, yeah.
I did hurt myself the other day, actually, because the one fucking day. Okay, so maybe like one time every 3 months, I'll forget to stretch before working out, and then that one day a month or that one day like every 3 months is the one day that just fucks me.
You stretch before you work out?
Yeah, because like
why wouldn't you
stretch before?
I warm up, then I work out, then I stretch.
Yeah, that's I guess my warm up.
I warm
is
up
the,
with like jumping jacks, a jog, and some push ups.
Oh yeah, that's a standard warm up. But
I do my exercise and I stretch when I'm done.
Really? That seems kind of weird. I thought you were stretching to like kind of
warm up your muscles a little bit so that you don't hurt yourself.
Well, I'm warming up the muscles by doing exercises that are going to be the exercise. So if I'm bench pressing, I'm gonna warm up with some push-ups because it's the same muscle group.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna stretch because then you're just loosening the muscle. You're not warming it up.
I thought that
I stretch at the end because my muscles are tense and I want to loosen them up.
I thought that was a good thing to do was to actually.
If runners do it.
You can you stretch.
But that's the only
you
group
stretch,
I know that does
warm
that
up
normally.
Exercise, then stretch again.
Yeah, I warm up, exercise, and stretch.
Hmm. That's
so I don't know. Yep,
I don't know either.
Do your research.
Yeah, yeah. I thought I did the research to stretch and warm up beforehand, but
I also use an app, and it just tells me what to do, so I just do that.
Really, what app do you use? Because I've seen some
very good
some advertisements on social media for a couple of apps like that.
There's two I recommend. Kilo is the one I'm using right now that I've used for a while. It's great. I like took a break from it because I got pissed off with it, but they updated it and it's wonderful now. And the other one is Strong Lifts 5x5. That one, Strong Lifts 5x5 is more for like strength gain, weightlifting. Mm-hmm. Kilo is like basically CrossFit.
Okay.
But you can pick what equipment you have, so it sorts out the exercise and exempts the ones that you don't have the equipment
That's
for.
A cool feature.
Yeah, man. You can also exempt movements. Like, if you don't like doing snatches, you use no snatch, no cleans, no running.
That's a nice little setting.
That is. And finally, Johnny Horndog, how are you doing tonight?
I'm well, a little antsy. I quit smoking yesterday.
Really? Yeah. Quit smoking
I
what?
I was like, I didn't see a vape on you.
Yeah. Nope, not. You won't.
I'm getting there, too. This is it. This is my final one, and after this goes in the trash, which I kind of spilled a little bit of the spare nicotine that, like, seeps out of these.
What
I,
is that? What are you guys smoking? What are those things?
I don't know.
It's a vape.
This is one of the cheap ones that you get for free when you get one of the good ones. And it leaks nicotine sometimes. And this one's going to be the last one.
It is.
So
these are like disposable vapes, like
correct.
Cigars?
Yeah. Yeah.
And okay. How long does these normally last?
It depends on the smoker. Like some people, well, this one is 15, is like 13 to 1500 hits.
Okay.
Mine lasts a day.
So yours lasts a day.
Which is an indicator that it's time to quit.
Mine will usually be like every other day.
Okay, so yeah, but how long would it last you? About a week, 2 weeks?
Couple days. Yeah,
okay.
A couple days.
That's
like
long
3 days,
last.
2 days to 3 days, yeah.
That's not good.
Nope.
I mean, this one in particular has outlasted me a while, but like I off and on with the smoking. Okay. So
when I used to smoke, my cigarettes would last me like a month.
You probably also didn't do it that much,
when
did
I was
you? It would be like one every once in a while.
I would only smoke if I was really stressed out.
I was smoking a pack a day, like obviously in Iraq. But
I only smoked if I was stressed out, which is like
all the time.
Very rare.
Oh, really?
All the time.
Very rare.
I was talking to somebody, as actually a friend of the neighbors. His name's Jordan. He was just like, yeah, that's the danger of the vapes because... Like if you like, I have a pack of cigarettes might last me like a month, 2 months or something like that. But with the vapes, they're just so accessible. You can smoke them like regularly and you don't have to go outside.
You
don't
so much nicotine.
Right. Like it's just easy to smoke a ton of it.
It's popcorn lung.
Right. Exactly. So I was like, holy shit, you're right. That's exactly the danger because you could just like, oh, this tastes delicious. Whereas like with a cigarette, you're like, my mouth tastes like an ashtray. It's disgusting.
Imagine having all the benefits of literally being able to take a hit off a cigarette whenever the fuck you want. That's another one. But imagine that.
It's
like,
tasty.
It is. It's tasty. And you don't get the, like, as John said, you don't get the grossness from having to actually smoke a cigarette. And you could do it at any point.
There's nothing quite like a cigarette, though.
Yeah,
nothing
captures the aesthetic. Oh.
No, it's just a feel, that buzz you get, that hardcore fucking buzz you get.
Yeah,
I don't know. I felt pretty buzzed off these like vapes, though.
If you say so.
But now they're like cotton candy flavor. Like, hey kids, do you like cotton candy? You're gonna love these.
Here, put this in your 3D printed gun.
Yeah, and then kill yourself with
it. Think about that. What I just said is a reality of the time that we're living in now.
I can
go home and buy a 3D printer for $100, print 4 guns. We can all smoke synthetic vape juice that tastes like fucking cupcakes and kill ourselves.
Mm, it's great.
Delicious. It's wonderful. What a time to be alive.
2021, ladies and gentlemen.
The options are out there.
Oh, my God. That's great.
So when we come back, we're going to get to a couple of major breaking stories that we've been following throughout the week. A Pennsylvania high school has been evacuated for a very terrible mistake that they thought was just a complete issue that they needed to evacuate the school for, but it turned out to have been a little bit of a mistake. Plus, there's a new bird flu out there in China that they've isolated somebody for, and you probably are going to want to hear about this, because could this be the next pandemic? Ooh, we'll see. Probably not. But, and also, the test results are in for Medina Spirit, who had to undergo the second of the drug tests to determine whether or not there was illegal horse doping going on in the Kentucky Derby, and we'll find out the results of illegal horse doping when we come back.
Jesus.
Simulation right here. Simulation right here. We'll be right back.
It's the news we were all waiting for. I know that everybody was just on the edge of their seats waiting to hear about the drug test results from the Kentucky Derby winner, Medina Spirit. We were all just sitting there with bated breath, wondering if the crown would have to be given back, because the New York Times reported Wednesday a split sample of Medina Spirit's drug test following the Kentucky Derby confirmed the presence of betamethasone, which was the drug that initially disqualified Medina Spirit. However, they had to take the horse in for questioning, and then they had to give him another drug test. After they sat there, got in the interrogation room, questioned the horse, and made sure that there was no foul play involved here. But it turns out that there was, because they drug tested him a second time, and he actually confirmed positive for betamethasone, which was it's like residual amounts that they were using from an ointment cream, I believe, is what the owner said that he was using for it. It was just trace amounts.
Yes, for injuries.
Yeah, at least that's the excuse, the rebuttal that they used there. Yeah.
So there wasn't any foul play, but there might have been foul play.
At least there wasn't cold play.
No, yeah, anything but cold play.
Yeah, look, that, as long as Coldplay is not involved, I'd say it was a positive outcome for everybody.
Just Chris Martin wearing a fucking, that horse.
A horse head.
Fucking horse head.
The mask.
Yeah, yeah.
While betamethasone is legal as a therapeutic aid for horses, it's illegal when found in the blood on race day because it's considered a possible performance enhancer. So while they're okay with using it to soothe the horses and maybe use them as off-race day ointment, you're not actually allowed to use this on race day because it could potentially provide a little bit of an edge.
A leg up,
yeah.
It grows another leg? That's dope.
That's just his cock.
Oh, so he uses his cock to run
faster. Yeah,
yeah.
Jesus.
Propels it forward.
Look, it's five legs.
Fuck.
Five legs is better than four.
That's what I've always said.
Jesus. Here's the trainer Bob Baffert, who was questioned on Sunday
good
morning.
Good old Bob Baffert.
Yeah, good old Bob Baffert.
Biggest gut punch in racing for something that I didn't do.
And really?
Really?
You didn't do it?
It's disturbing. It's an injustice to the horse.
Is it now?
It's fucking Mike Tyson.
I feel like, you know, here's
an injustice to the horse.
You win a race.
No, that's not the guy. It's the horse.
It's
just
not,
us.
To me, I don't know what's going on in racing
right
like now.
Ric Flair.
That's what I was just about
Ric Flair
to
was
say.
I don't
rich.
Feel embarrassed. I feel like I was wrong.
I was wrong.
This is Ric Flair. What
we're
do you
gonna
mean?
We're gonna do a complete, you know, our own investigation. We're going to be...
I'm sure you will. I'm sure it's going to be very
transparent
thorough.
Transparent with the Racing Commission.
It's
going to
be very
been.
Thorough, Brad.
We're
going to
show them everything. One thing about it, in California, everything is documented every day, what the horses get.
Just do it one time.
This horse is never treated with that. And he's a great horse. He doesn't deserve this.
We'll have to put him down.
A gallant race.
Off to the glue factory.
And, I feel like this is... You know, like this last 18 months.
He'd make a great politician.
And
probably, yeah.
Like,
I like the flowery language
like all
that he
of us right here.
He sounds a lot like our ex-president.
Going to
he's
work
using the hand motion.
He probably had a small loan of $1 million to start his business.
A lot of us versus them.
These
kind
levels,
of thing.
These contamination levels. And they told you, if you tested
See?
Positive, you were going to be fired. That's the way I feel. I do not feel safe to train. It's getting worse. And to me, you know, going forward, I mean, how do I enjoy, you know, to train? How do I, you know, move forward from this, knowing that something like this can happen? And
what does this even mean?
If you're caught, it's just such an injustice.
But I'm going to fight it tooth and nail, because this horse, you know, I owe it to the horse, I owe it to the owner, and I owe it to our industry. And our industry needs to step up, and we need to do a better job in racing. There's something wrong right now with what's going. I've been talking about it. Nothing seems
it's
to
a
be
systemic
going,
problem in horse racing.
Done yeah. about it, but it
yeah, doping is, you fucking idiot, because you did it.
Levels, and I'm not a conspiracy therapist. I know. but there is definitely
conspiracy therapist. That's a new.
Is that what I want to see.
Is that yeah. even a field that exists therapist? Out there? Conspiracy
yeah.
therapist?
That's Alex yeah. Jones is on his W-2. That's what's on there.
He's a therapist of conspiracy. Yeah.
Look, I've seen a lot of conspiracy theories out there, but not a lot of them necessarily require people to go to therapy for treatment for, but I guess this
whoa,
is one
hold
of
on.
Them.
Whoa,
have you heard
hold
of
on.
MK Ultra, sir?
yes.
oh, yeah, I mean, besides that one, and besides yeah. all the That's conspiracy the theories one. In general, yeah. yeah.
Besides all of them ever.
Besides every single one that's ever happened.
But you heard it from straight from the horse's mouth. He is not a conspiracy therapist.
no, he's not. He's not. At least he's not officially licensed. That's not to say that he's not going out there and practicing his own personal brand of conspiracy therapy. But right. at the very least, he does not have an official medical license
Medina
to practice
Spirits
conspiracy
is
therapy.
Putting his fucking MAGA hat on, like, come on, let's do this, man.
He does seem like one of those.
I'm talking
people,
about the
too.
Horse. I'm not talking about the guy. The horse. Oh, okay. The horse with a MAGA hat on. Did you cheat? Nay. there you go. You heard it from the horse's mouth.
Yeah. I've made a lot of nays before, but I've never seen one that has cheated as hard as not me.
Oh, man. Yeah. I just need to put an orange wig on him.
Look, if there's another thing that you need to put an orange wig on, it's probably Bigfoot, because he's out there and you need an orange wig to potentially identify him in case you see Bigfoot out there in the wild. And there are a couple of people who decided that they might have actually seen Bigfoot out in the wild over in Nebraska. He did not have an orange, wig, unfortunately.
It was in Nebraska?
Actually, no, it was Kentucky. It was Mammoth Cave, yeah. Kentucky. Yeah.
I was going to say, I mean, the caves were probably stretched out that far, but.
yeah, look, I saw Mammoth Cave and
I have the explanation for this, by the way.
But federal officials are investigating an incident involving at least one gunshot fired over the weekend at Mammoth Cave National Park that was prompted by an alleged sighting of Bigfoot. So there are people out there at the national park and they thought, you know what? We saw Bigfoot, so we need to take care of business here, and I think that's an orange wig on his head. So
blast him.
Yeah, we might have to get him. So a spokesperson for the National Park said that law enforcement rangers responded around 2 a.m. on Sunday to an incident involving a person with a firearm at one of the park's backcountry campsites. The park did not release any additional information, but a camper told local news that he and his girlfriend were there at the time. They said the two went to sleep at around 11 and woke up at around 1 a.m. to people shining flashlights on their tent. Oh, I wonder what could have happened here. Oh, it's Bigfoot. We might need to just take care of him here. And the couple exited their tent to find a man and his young son approaching. And you said that you saw some backstory regarding this, right?
No.
Oh.
I just said I have an answer for this.
And what's the answer?
Oh, meth.
That? Oh, meth.
100%.
Look,
I'm going with hairy German tourist.
No, I'm gonna say the dad.
What about a methy German tourist? You can kind of compromise.
It was on meth.
Well, the Germans learned
and
their lesson.
Probably saw a bear.
Yeah.
And was like, Bigfoot.
Or maybe it's just a bear walking weird.
Well, they sometimes can't walk upright. Exactly. So it could be like, especially it being, you know, 1 o'clock at night. So the man was probably inebriated to some degree.
Imagine this situation. You've got a campsite, Seeing you've got shadows. Your young son, and you wake up at 1 a.m. to see that something has destroyed my entire campsite and I hear strange sounds around me. So naturally, what else am I going to do besides get out my gun and start shooting things?
So anyway, I started blasting.
Blasting with mesquite barbecue flavor.
The man reportedly showed another couple his gun while they were corroborating with each other to try and figure out, okay, who broke into this our campsite, who was responsible for whiling around our camp belongings here. Surely it could not have been foul play here, and it must have been Bigfoot. So we're going to have to get out our guns here.
Couldn't have been a pack of raccoons.
No.
Nonsense.
No, it was definitely Bigfoot, right? There's no possible way that it could have been anything besides Bigfoot.
No, impossible.
No.
Yeah.
No. Let's see the report.
It's not like it was a big hippie.
If it ever shows up.
A big hairy hippie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like an oxymoron, hairy hippie.
Yeah.
You're kind
How
of
is that an oxymoron?
Because, or am I, when I say oxymoron, I mean, you're being redundant, hairy hippie. That's what I mean. Not oxymoron.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, that's not an oxymoron.
I think you knew what I meant to say.
I
and
did,
you're like, what
yeah.
you thought about it? You're like, wait a minute.
I thought I had a stroke.
What's that smell of burnt toast?
Oh, yeah. God, the amount of times that I go throughout the day and think that I might have had be having a stroke right now at this very moment is a little bit alarming.
I think
actually.
You just did.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to find a gag candle that is the smell of burnt toast and just like
as long, look,
set it up
as
somewhere.
As long as it's not
him grab his arm.
As long as it's not Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina, then I'm okay with any other kind of candle.
What's wrong with Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina?
I'm sure it's
she made candles out of it.
I'm
That's
sure
what's
it
wrong
smells
with it.
Divine. Why, thank you very
how
much.
Is that any different than a porn star green. Making a pocket pussy out
I'm
of her vagina?
I'm sure it smells like divine, or it smells like aspire, or it smells well, like what the fuck is the
hold
other
on.
One?
Oh,
swear word.
Yeah.
You Woo! Can't have sex with a candle. Well, you
that's, what you, that's what you think. Yeah.
don't tell me what I can and can't do with my Sunday nights.
You can. It's just not, you know.
Look, a
one
pile
time.
Of wax.
You get one pump.
You get one. Just because it's nice and warm. So
just
one
pump?
Just, what you do is you just let
you've
wax
never heard of the one pump
solidify
club?
Around your cock.
Right. Hold on.
Yeah.
You shove a wick down your pee hole.
Okay, I'm following you.
All the way out, and then you fucking wrap, you put a bunch of wax on your wiener, then you light it.
You have my attention, yeah.
And then you're a birthday candle.
And,
and
your birthday
suit. Blow you.
Blow me.
Dude.
Sorry.
Just saying.
The whereabouts of Bigfoot, unfortunately, in this story are still unknown. Despite the fact that guns are involved now and everybody's just deciding to shoot everybody over a disheveled campsite, we still don't know where Bigfoot is.
What got me was the other campers that woke up. They said that they heard it at least one shot.
At least one shot.
At
Look,
least one shot.
At least
heard.
One shot. We don't know of the whereabouts of the other shots. We don't know if other shots were even fired. All I recall is hearing at least one
at
shot.
Least one.
That's it. That's just one shot.
There might have been more.
I don't know.
I couldn't distinguish. Could have been a tree falling. Who knows?
Killed at least one
I'm
person.
Drunk.
Yeah, let's kill at least one.
We just, were in the middle of one. Having mad, passionate outdoor sex.
Some heavy petting.
Involving candles.
Of the Gwyneth Paltrow variety.
Yes.
Oh.
Seduction.
Bark.
This flavor is cod, and this other flavor is bass, and this other flavor is salmon. Ooh. It's just three potentially fishy smells that
I would say catfish probably would smell the worst.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Besides just nasty vagina.
You missed your ex, don't you?
Meow.
Imagine you're a high school student in Pennsylvania, right? Okay. You're going about your normal day. Maybe I'm going to first period. I just went to my locker. I get to take out my math textbook. And wait a minute.
Boner.
Yeah. Oh, Dad's shit. You missed homeroom. And then all of a sudden, we have to evacuate because there's a bobcat that has let itself loose in high school. And
is this
that,
before or after I have a boner? Because if I'm a high school student,
it's
I'd
gotta
have a boner
those random ass
right.
boners, man.
It's gonna happen.
So the question is, do I have the boner before the bobcat or after the bobcat?
It's a little bit of both.
Or during the bobcat.
Right. That's the question. These are the important
the
questions.
Answer is all of the above.
Okay.
It comes and goes.
You just rock hard the whole day.
Just tuck it into your waistband every time it pops out, man.
Blasting shares believe in your headphones.
It really, really brings you back to the high school days. So there's a bobcat, well, supposedly a bobcat in this Pennsylvania high school. It does not actually turn out to be a bobcat. Now, imagine you're also one of the school's security officers, and you're going through tape of one of the security footages, and you see what looks like a giant cat that might be about to eat people, but it turns out to not actually be a bobcat at all, and it turns out to be something a little bit more dumb that caused the school to have to be completely evacuated.
Well, a little cat confusion created quite the scare at a high school in West Scranton. It's because school officials thought a bobcat was roaming around the school earlier this week. So as a precaution, they sent the students home early and called in the game commission. Ah, but this was no bobcat, just a regular house cat. Although it is a clouded jack, an exotic breed that kind of resembles the wild animal.
Oh, it's so cute.
Identical, the colors of a bobcat. It's missing a tail, so you know, it's just err on the side of caution. You know, we want to make sure all the students are safe and the staff are safe.
He's just happy you got to pet a kitty.
And once they safely removed the cat, they found it was microchipped. Turns out it had been missing for the last 3 months, and now the cat named Cashy has been reunited.
This is why you should never worry if your cat gets lost.
Was a little scary it will live. For the school official.
I was just looking at pictures on the internet.
That
clouded.
Yeah, because it's clueless.
It'll be fine. It's just going to turn up in a school.
Yeah, a cat disappears for a year, it'll pop up at your door. Dog disappears for a year, it fucking died 11 months before.
Someone else took him in.
Yeah.
Or that.
Or if you're unlucky and God hates it, Michael Vick got a hold of that.
Michael Vick's not practicing allegedly anymore.
Allegedly?
As a precaution, they sent the students home early, and then they called in the game commission to take poor old Bob. That's just going to be what we're calling him now. His name is now Bob.
Bob the cat.
Yeah, Bob the cat. And look, just pretend that you are a Pennsylvania high school student that just got the day off because one of the security officers or somebody that's watching the camera feed sees a regular-sized cat. Yeah.
Prepare to be ridiculed for the rest of your life as a security officer.
No, we got sent home early for more severe things, like bomb threats and ammunition being found in wall lockers and things like that. So it was great.
Where did you go to high school?
Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
Right outside. It was in a town. It was a military town.
Bullets and diddlers.
Yep.
And meth heads.
Oh, right. Of course.
Sometimes they're all the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Meth heads, diddling bullets.
Mm. Look, in the Venn diagram of things, meth head falls under a lot of categories in the Venn diagram.
It tends to be the middle of a lot of Venn diagrams.
Yeah. Honestly, you throw up any random shit in a Venn diagram, the middle is usually meth head. Anything you want, just throw it up there. Zen master, psychopath, dairy farmer.
Right.
Boom. Meth head.
Right.
Yep.
And finally, we have the first case of a rare, potentially rare bird flu strain that has come out of China, the H1N3 strain. Now, a lot of people are freaking out about this because could it be another pandemic? Could it be just another thing that we're going to have to completely lock ourselves down for? But more than likely not. Because a 41-year-old Chinese man has been confirmed as the first case of infection with a rare flu strain. Officials did not give details on how the man got infected, but this strain is not easily spread from humans to humans. So you've probably seen the story out there. It's probably been fear-mongered to you by anybody. And this might help you maybe ease your concerns a little bit as to whether or not we're going to experience yet another pandemic, but more than likely not because China
had sex with a pigeon.
Look, you could go that route. I'm not saying that that's not a route that you can't go down.
Maybe his wife is a pigeon. Maybe she is a pigeon. That's beautiful.
Well,
you know, interspecies relationships. What are you going to do?
We're going to get there one day. If the liberals keep running this country into the ground. That was a joke.
I can't believe it. Another disease
Gene
from 20, China.
30.
Gene 2030. That was a joke.
Look, you're going to have to eventually differentiate between what is a joke and what is not a joke because
it's
there will
joke.
Come a day in the future that nobody will be able to tell the difference.
Oh,
that day is already today.
I already know I can't have a political career because of all the horrible things I've said on the show.
Of course, yeah. And all
None
the horrible things that you've said not on the show, too.
That I can excuse, though, because I could just say no.
Yeah, no, I didn't
I never
say that.
That.
Yeah.
But because there's no evidence, but this stuff.
Yeah,
I'm
now there's
fucked.
Evidence.
Yeah,
that's
I can't have a, can never be a politician. Thanks, Kim.
Literally video evidence. So if you're not watching the live stream on
you're
YouTube,
welcome.
You are missing out.
Listen to us all implicate ourselves on various things. It's
oh, yeah.
great.
We have said way worse things than we've said tonight.
Yeah,
that's to
not
be
bad.
Fair.
This
yeah,
is like,
look, this
oh,
is,
it's and they're out there. It's on the airwaves.
You want to go back
in
if
space.
You can find the Zach episodes. Go back to those episodes.
The long lost episodes.
When Zach was on, when we were in the other room. Oh, man.
Look, if you're a $15 a month gold subscriber to Patreon, then you will soon be able to access all of those tapes. So,
we're going to jail.
I'm not going to say that that's not a possibility, but I'm just going to enjoy the rest of my life until we start to jail.
We'll just go to social media jail. We'll be canceled.
It's fine.
That's all we'll do.
Canceled.
We can always go to Parler.
Hey.
Yeah, that's
they're back up and running.
That's
so
working
we'll
out great.
There.
Him and Dan Bongino, isn't he the owner still of
Dan
Parler?
Yeah, still the owner. No, he got
no,
fired.
You're right, actually.
Yeah, he
I heard
canned.
About that, too.
He got canned.
It seems like he's not necessarily... He just wants a social media platform that he can
he's
have free speech
guy.
On, but he's not like...
He's
a,
just naive.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
What he, is. Yeah.
He just wants what's best for his people.
He just wants people to be able to say whatever they want and not have any consequences for it, which is not how it works.
Yeah, that's...
You know, he wants to harbor domestic terrorists, but not have them be declared domestic terrorists.
Look, the things that I've seen on Parler are just absolutely heinous. That
are completely
opening for potential threats of violence. Like, they are completely explicit about it, too. They do not pull any punches on the fact that, okay, we are explicitly insurrecting domestic terrorism, and they just don't understand why they got banned for that.
Well,
and that's the sad part, is
Interpol.
That, like...
In cooperation with the FBI, has found a way to crack the Tor encryption, so they can actually trace you even if you're using Tor.
Ooh.
Now, yeah, that came up, I think, late last year, but it wasn't big news for a reason.
Yeah, because they don't want people to actually
of course.
Start
so
figuring
all them
out the
all
doors.
You kids out there buying drugs on Tor, you better watch the fuck out.
Hey, that was. I'm not saying that.
Go shop local. Yeah. Go to your local drug dealer and tip them.
They need help. Yeah,
you
just tip them too. Uh-huh.
Unless he wants to hang out and talk.
Then you tip him so you can leave. It's fine.
Then you just ask him to leave.
Right.
But then, you know, you just lost the dealer. So
that's fair.
Move to California. It's legal.
So when we come back, we could possibly be doing Florida Man Strikes Back, or we could also just sit here and talk for a segment. We will figure that out exactly what's going on, because I'm not entirely sure of that. And I'm not going to lie, there is a potential for us just coming back and doing a bonus show type segment. So we will get to that. I'll figure it out while we're on break, and we'll do it when we come back.
Simulation Radio. Simulation Radio.
So fortunately, I'm going to exercise the benefits of the fact that we are doing a podcast here. Oh my god, I know that I've been so reserved to the fact of, it's a podcast. And so, we're going to end early tonight. We're going to do one more segment. We will do Robot Theater towards the end. I've got a couple of updates as to the fate of our next Week 5 bonus show and our current still-to-be-posted Week 5 bonus show that will probably go up alongside the show sometime tomorrow. And we also will get to some of your YouTube comments as well. But I don't know what the problem is. I was not feeling it all this week. I did one Simulation Radio Live on Monday on Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. And then the last 2 days have just been feeling very down. And the problem with the attitude of, despite no matter how down you feel, still getting up here and doing it, is that sitting here and like actually talking, it's a little bit hard to force yourself to do it. And another problem that I've had, and I talked about this with you guys last week, is that I'm having a really hard time doing work that requires me listening to myself because I'm just, I'm tired of listening to myself. I can't do it. I cannot fucking do it.
You got
to
get an editor, man.
Yeah, but the problem is that I can't pay an editor. Like, another thing is that I've been focused on getting my own, like, life in order before working on this job. This is my second job, and I...
What's your first job?
Well, it's
the unemployment line.
No. I have two options here, and one of them is I'm going to a second interview tomorrow to do event management for this company. Basically, they told me that they liked me and they want to see me again, and they want to talk about salary and benefits and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I actually went to this place, and it's like event management for, also I should probably, $1 F word. There you go.
Maybe don't say the name of where you're going to be.
No, I'm not, because I also don't remember it, so I'm not.
That's a great start.
It's a great look.
They're listening right now. They're like, he doesn't even know where he applied to.
Yeah, there's no effing way that they're listening right now. I'll put that down.
There's a possibility, man.
No, they're not.
You know how many corporations go out, they look up people's names on social media,
yeah,
and find deep as they can find to find any trace of anything to invalidate you as an employee.
Don't get woked.
Okay, you know what? If you're listening, then I don't fucking remember the name of your company. That's another one. I don't remember the fucking name of your company. That's $2. That's double F word. I don't remember the name of your company, but I'm going to go work for you anyway and do exactly what it is that you told me that I would be doing today, which is training other people on how to deal with customers on getting their car window repaired. Apparently, it's like we're a middleman between the customer and the dealership because customers don't want to deal with dealerships, and so they would rather just deal with us.
I'm so confused right now.
Me too.
Hold on, but you said event planning.
Oh, that's another one. I don't even know what I'm going to do. It's like event, because what they do is
hold on.
They set up tents at retail locations for
now you're living
these
in
companies.
A tent? I don't know. This is
so it sounds like.
Okay.
It sounds like you're doing like almost like a kiosk salesman.
Kind of, but I asked them specifically about that. I was like, you know what? How does this differ in comparison to like? So I was at Walmart the other day, the regular Supercenter Walmart, yeah. And what I did was I had to walk by, you know, right in front of the electronics department. There's the fucking. There's another one. There's the Spectrum salesman.
So that's $2.
No, I already put one in for the other one.
I didn't put in three.
That's $1. I saw the Spectrum.
I mean, we
salesman.
Could keep a tally, and then you can do a total.
No,
because
I don't trust myself and everybody for that. Mostly myself.
You need to buy some stock in Post-it then.
I've got like three other pads here. I'm well prepared for this, especially when we move beyond the green color. But I've passed the Spectrum salesman in Walmart, and me and Ryan Sequest, we...
Sequest.
That's his name now. Look, it stops us from having to call him Ryan Sequest, and it still lets us kind of call him Ryan Sequest, but he accidentally said Sequest when he was on Simulation Radio live the other day, and I just thought, okay, we're going to run with Ryan Sequest
why
now.
Why in Sequest?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It just sounds
so
good.
We were passing
Sequest.
The Spectrum
like
salesman.
A baby's first birth.
So we passed the Spectrum salesman, and the Spectrum salesman, you know how they're really pushy, and they have to be in that atmosphere. They have to be pushy because they're in Walmart, and you have to stop everybody. It was kind of an attractive girl, too. She was not bad looking in her mid-30s, and she stopped us, and she asked if we had a moment of our time to talk about Spectrum, and I want to know how you guys react to this situation. That is at Simulation Radio on everything whenever you're put in this kind of situation, because everybody reacts to this a different way, right? And what we did was she stopped us, and we just told her, look, we don't have time for this. We don't want to waste your time. And we just continued to keep walking. Sometimes you fall into the trap, right? Sometimes if you're not pushy enough or if you're not strong enough, you get stuck in that situation of having to talk to them and maybe explain yourself and have to make them give a pitch. And you know they're wasting their time, and you know you're wasting their time, and they know you know you're wasting their time. And it just... I don't see how what I'm going to be doing at this new job is different than one of those. I don't think so. I think everybody has a different approach to this situation.
If anyone asks you about Spectrum, you just say, I'm on it.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
That's like, probably a right strategy.
If I get the opportunity before they start their spiel, I'm like, hey, I'm actually already on Spectrum. I've got the best of everything.
Oh, no, I meant the Spectrum, like autistic.
Right.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm on Spectrum, I'm on it. Yeah. Oh, you have Spectrum. No,
I'm just on
Are you fiber optic on the Spectrum, though? So
what was her approach? Can I have a moment of your time to talk about Spectrum? Is that what
it was?
She said?
Exactly what that was. It was, can I have a moment of your time to talk about your cable internet provider?
My response might have been like, well, that depends. Do you have a moment of your time to talk about Jesus?
So you turn it back on them.
Yeah. Okay. But then they fucking whip across. I'm like, I'm a Jehovah's Witness. What's up? And like, you have to pay for the cable, and now you have to talk about Jesus. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Yes. I'd start talking about the devil.
No, see, you can't do it. You can't flip it. You already said you're going to talk about Jesus, and that makes you a liar. There's nothing worse than a liar. Except a hypocrite and a pedophile.
Well, hey, man, really? Say what you will about pedophiles, but at least they drive slowly through playgrounds and school zones.
True. You're putting hypocrites on the same level as pedophiles?
Yes.
Actually, you know what? That's kind of fair.
I have very strange metrics.
Your standards are somewhat questionable.
Murderers
are
in a little notch lower.
His moral compass is just a little different than yours. That's all.
That's it. It has a magnet that spins around it.
So you want to put all hypocrites to the firing squad?
Yeah. You get a cigarette and a blindfold, and you get to sing your alma mater while you get shot in the face.
If you could remember it.
Yeah, if not, then you just get shot in the face.
Or just sing, you know, your national anthem.
No, you don't get to sing that one because you've disgraced your country. Oh. You can sing George Michael's Faith.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body.
And then you get shot in the face because you didn't have enough faith.
Hey. And it all comes full circle.
Yeah, there you go.
Wait, you get shot in the face for having enough faith or for not having enough faith? That's
how
fair.
It works in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a joke, and that is very sad.
And they'll get 8-year-olds to do it, too.
Yeah, man.
They will.
They'll sing George Michael songs all day.
Right.
Have you heard about
no idea what they're saying, but they'll sing them.
They'll sing it.
Have you heard of the sensory, like... a torture technique that FBI members have used like on people in the Middle East where they play stuff like George Michael's or like ridiculously like Western sounding songs in order to coerce like answers out of potential terrorist suspects.
Yeah, I know, because that was fucking one of the things from Abu Ghraib, man, where they had a bunch of dudes tied up and they were blasting Metallica's Kill 'Em All on repeat for 4 days.
Is our culture really that degenerate to them to where they just respond to it with vile hatred and it's just torture to their ears?
That or tying someone up to a car battery
or that. So. Yeah, look, I've seen Jack Bauer trying
to do it within the scope of the Geneva Convention.
It's weird.
But like not in the scope of Geneva. Yeah.
Approach to torture is weird because it's this: we won't break your body, we'll
break
your mind. As opposed to other countries,
and
are like,
works.
We're gonna destroy your body and your mind.
That works,
well,
too.
By probably destroying your body, it's going to destroy your mind.
But we will leave you as hollow shells of men.
You're going to be intact, but you are just going to wish you had a lobotomy.
That's it. Hey, you get one. You get one.
You might.
One lobotomy is better than the alternative.
Although you do recover from a lobotomy after a while.
Yeah. Eventually.
Yeah.
If
you're a kid.
In some cases.
If you're a kid, yeah. If you're an adult, you're kind of fucked.
Yeah.
You're just gonna, everything's gonna taste like fucking peanut butter.
Look, if you're a child and it happens to you, you can get over it. But when you're an adult, then no, it's ingrained in your brain forever.
Can you imagine that? You're a lobotomy, everything just tastes like peanut butter. Except peanut butter.
What does peanut butter taste like then?
You pick serpentine.
So those are the only two things that you'll ever be able to taste for the rest of your life is peanut butter and serpentine.
Every time you taste peanut butter, it tastes like something else.
Anything peanut flavored,
it's like a grab bag,
not peanut.
You stick a finger in peanut butter, you taste it.
What
does
it
jelly? Next taste. Is this steak? Next taste. This is a sour gummy worm. Next taste, this is poop.
You never really know what you get.
You never know.
That's when I stopped eating peanut butter.
Reese's peanut butter cups are either a nightmare or a treat.
It's like Burt's Bots, every flavored beans.
Yep, there you go.
The chocolate and the peanut butter.
Oh, it's chocolate and shit. Fuck. Oh, it's chocolate and steak.
Oh.
Yeah, interesting.
That does not actually sound like a bad combination.
It
doesn't
sound bad.
Chocolate and steak. Okay, that sounds not. That sounds salad.
No. Terrible. No.
Okay, I can understand if you would think that it's terrible, but at the same time,
I would try.
I would try.
Yeah, I would.
Oh yeah, I would too.
If it's a super salty steak,
it's not going to be
chocolate.
Good.
Like a thick chocolate.
No, well, you can't take this man's opinion on anything, beef, meat, because this man likes to burn his shit.
I stopped doing that.
You stopped having well-done steaks.
But I do also have a well-done steak once in a while, just to piss off, just to piss off whoever's in the restaurant.
Why is his beef meat opinion invalid? Oh, it's
because he eats well-done beef.
Yeah, I've gone to it was so funny. I had this one story. It was really funny. I went to a restaurant with my dad, and it was like this fancy steakhouse. And the guy came over and he was like, "What do you want?" And I was like, "Oh, let me have the New York strip." And okay, how do you want it? I went, "Well done."
I was you like, piece of shit.
He was like, Are you sure? Because it's like, it's pretty good if you get, like, we usually serve it medium rare. And I was like, I want it burnt. And the guy was like, okay. And he's writing it down. I'm like, make sure you write down burnt. And he's like, I'm writing down burnt. And he left. A couple minutes passed. Fucking this other dude walks out wearing, like, cooking clothes. I guess he was one of the cooks. And he's like, excuse me, did you order the steak? I'm like, yes. You ordered it well done. He goes, yes. Did you specifically tell him to write burnt? I said, yes.
So you had to have it confirmed by two different people.
And then there. He says, okay. So he leaves. Third guy comes out.
I can't fucking believe it.
This guy, I guess, is the sous chef of the restaurant. He's the guy. And he has two steaks in his hand.
He's got to see for himself.
Black fucking steak and a medium rare steak. And he puts them both down. And he's like, I just want to see. He's like, I know you ordered this one, but I just want you to try this one and see if you like it. Because, you know, he's trying to convert you.
He's trying to make you understand.
Do you have a moment?
So he goes,
he's a steak Jehovah's Witness.
So I go, okay. Because so it's true. I try a bite of one.
Steak Jehovah's
Witness.
Try
a bite of the other one. And he goes, oh, so which one did you like better? I went the medium rare one. He went, really? I went, yep. And I just grabbed the burnt one and just started eating. And he was just like... he just grabbed the steak and left, like the second one.
You actually told him I like the medium rare one better.
I told him I like the medium rare one better. He was like, "Oh, good!" And I grabbed the well done one and started eating that one. My dad was so embarrassed; he was trying not to cry.
Did you have a traumatic event happen to you as a child that caused you to not like?
You know what it was? I had a steak one time, and it was too raw. And it was incredibly chewy.
Like, was it supposed to be rare, but it was raw, but
it was just incredibly
raw.
Chewy and very pink, and that turned me off.
It's probably one of those, like, cuts of meat that are not meant to be.
Exactly.
It was, like,
shoulder or some shit. It was fucking bad.
It's actually better the longer you cook it, which is,
it was, like,
not
stringy
or it's supposed to be smoked.
And chewy, and I was like, I don't like this. Mm-hmm. So then my dad was like, okay, and he burnt one, and he was like, you want this one? I said, yeah, and I just kept eating him like that. Now I eat, medium rare steaks.
My favorite part about that story, though, it's like there had to be a moment. Gene, tell me if I'm wrong, but there had to be a moment in the sous chef's trying to convert you, where there's like a glimmer of hope. He's just like, yes,
he smiled.
He's like, I did it. I taught him the true meaning of steak.
He smiled. I took a bite out of mine first.
Yeah,
ate it.
Yeah,
and I was like, that's pretty good. The seasoning's nice. He's like, okay. And I tried one of his and I ate it. And I had a smile on my face. He was like, oh.
It's just like, oh, which one do you like better?
You remember Anger Management? The part where Jack Nicholson's at the bar and he's just like,
yeah. Yeah.
So he just did that to me and I was like, this is great. He's like, really? Yeah. And then I grabbed mine and he was just like, broken.
You son of a bitch.
He did laugh though. He did giggle. I just laughed. He was like, this guy's being an asshole. I was like, yep.
But like, you know, for a moment, he just had this
committed to his choice.
Internal kind of joy. He was just glowing inside. He's like, yeah, I converted another well-done steak eater.
Honestly, if it would have been me, I would have been like, can I just have both? I would have grabbed the burnt one and I would have been like, can I have that one too?
No, I just wanted to fuck with him. That was my goal.
It's like when L. Ron Hubbard felt every time he converted somebody new to Scientology.
Oh, yeah. Fucking rock hard with a 15-year-old girl. Put my shoes on, bitch. That's true, by the way. You can look that up. It's terrifying.
Really?
Yeah, he had a bunch
of believe every weird thing that I hear.
No,
about
he had a bunch of child servants. Brides. Yeah, a bunch of, well, not child brides. What? We're not talking about Warren Jeffs. Yeah, we're talking about L. Ron Hubbard. He had child servants on the Sea Org.
Child slaves.
In the Sea Org, which are based in Clearwater, Florida, if you ever want to go hang out with them.
No, I don't particularly.
I'm just saying.
I
kind of do.
I do too, actually. Now that I think about it, I kind of would too, just to see what he would try on you.
Well, L. Ron Hubbard's dead, but the organization itself.
I mean, hypothetically.
Because I would love to just be like, why is your life so shit? And they'll be like, what? Like, where's Shelley Miscavige? And then they'll have to leave after I ask them that because she's been missing since 2006. But she's, according to the LAPD, quote unquote, just fine.
Yeah, no, it's not a big deal.
It's just fine.
So I want to get to a couple of your YouTube comments before we close out the show. Mm. Now, there have been a wide variety of them, and you can join that if you follow Simulation Radio on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook again, if I didn't already mention that, probably twice. Oh, Austin, I should probably mention YouTube again if we're going to get into mentioning things twice territory, because that one's the most important one. And somebody wrote in one of the comments to a Simulation Radio Live video from early on this week. Now, we talked about a story that I actually should have saved to talk about with Eugene, where
who's Eugene?
Vice wrote about, don't call me Shirley. But there was a story, I know, of course, that's the classic thing that everybody says,
Leslie
right?
Leslie Nielsen, man.
Yeah.
Fucking legend.
He's
fucking,
a man.
You know what he's doing right now? Nothing, because he's fucking dead.
That's right.
What were you saying?
Just turning over in his grave. But there's a story that came from Vice this week about this motorcycle airbag vest that will only inflate if you make the payments on it. Did you hear about this story? I thought about you when I talked about this story.
Yeah, it only inflates if you keep up with the payments. Once you stop paying, it doesn't inflate anymore, and then you just fucking die.
The thing is, though, I'm on the side of the company because it warns you. It gives you a 30-day grace period between when you have to pay and when it actually shuts off, and it warns you that it's not going to happen. Plus, if it's already ridiculously expensive, aren't you a sucker if you're even starting to pay for it in the first place? So don't you kind of deserve to have that happen to you?
I think once you if you bought the product, then the product should work.
I mean,
I don't pay extra for the airbags in my car.
Aren't you buying it under the suspicion or with the knowledge that you're buying a product that you're going to have to make payments on? And isn't that kind of your responsibility in that sense to know that that's what you're doing?
Another issue is, even if you do make the payments, the warranty on that airbag, especially with it being something that's a removable device, because it's a jacket that you wear, right, essentially?
Yeah. It's like an airbag.
Right.
It's going to, if you mess around too much with it, it's going to damage
it. It's either going to prematurely detonate it, because car airbags detonate are a charged device, basically. Some of the older ones were actually like a shotgun.
It'll prematurely evaporate.
Primer.
Yeah, right.
So there's that. So you're going to have to replace it regardless. So I think you should just pay like a slightly more upfront cost. And then you don't have to pay for anything. And just pay to replace it at the warranty.
It's bullshit. It's like buying a car and then you have to have an additional payment for the airbags.
Right.
If you bought the product, you should have all of the features of the product. That's also my same problem with fucking Teslas. If you bought the fucking product, you should get the full fucking mileage out of it.
I generally agree with that, too, because Tesla has a lot of different add-on that you have to also pay for, right?
Yeah. What is this? Pay to play? What is this?
Yeah.
What is this? What pay are those? What is it called? The Fortnite? With the e-bucks?
I don't think you actually have to pay to play or pay to win in Fortnite, though. Isn't the basic
game
all
cosmetics.
Free? Yeah, it's all cosmetics.
Yeah.
I think that's how a lot of games actually work. It's just the cosmetics.
Battlefield tried that shit, those motherfuckers.
Like, pay to actually win?
Everybody, yeah. It was the catch-all, man. Like, everybody was making money off of that shit.
Yeah.
Well, regarding the inflatable airbag.
Airbag.
Airbag. the one that sings the country
Billy Bass. Billy Seabass.
Oh my God.
Big Mouth Bass.
Big Mouth Billy
Bass. Yeah, that's what it
is. My grandparents had one of those in Alabama,
always wanted
of course.
One.
Yeah.
I've seen someone wire their Alexa to one.
Yes,
it's
yes,
so
yes.
Awesome.
I saw a video. It was 20 minutes long, and I saw more than I'd like to care to explain, but the guy had a wall just covered in them. And they're motion sensors, so he would just walk by like this, and they just start singing.
Ah, bah, bah, bum.
It was so funny because they were all out of sync, and it just sounded like my nightmares.
Right.
It was pretty cool. And it was just a 20-minute loop of this.
No, it's just a 20 minutes of him doing it over and over and over.
Just
again.
Waiting until them for them to all stop, and then just going
and then going again.
This
yeah,
is
great.
Great.
Yeah.
It was great. This is the type of
God,
entertainment, late night entertainment I like.
Hell yeah, man! 2021, we are in the future.
So a quick YouTube comment on the motorcycle airbag story. I got it right this time. Space Rucker wrote, let's be honest, Vice wrote it. Of course, they believe everything should be free. And that's kind of the tone that Vice wrote or that Vice wrote with in that story. I agree that, you know, I take at least a little bit from Gene's point of view that I agree with, which is that at least you should get what you pay for in terms of what you you're already paying
expensive.
A lot of money, so you should get at least some sort of
product,
money's worth. So in that sense you should at least get something, but at the same time you also kind of need to be aware that you're making
if you're buying an airbag vest, then you're buying the airbags in the vest.
Right
now
you should expect
them
to work,
tack
right
on premiums for automatic 911 response. They
right.
should tack on premiums for like a rigid frame that
like actually extra stuff, not
impact
unnecessary
pads.
Things to
exactly.
living.
Things like pads, additions, accessories, things like that. Maybe the pants that go with it, you know, integrated helmet. I get that. But if you're buying an airbag vest, then you better get a fucking airbag vest.
Yeah.
Capiche.
But yeah, Vice is run by a bunch of communists. But
yeah,
they got some good reporting, though.
They yeah, occasionally I see good stories like this, even though the article was fairly heavy-handed as to
Popular
what side
front
it,
is
it
better,
went by.
Popular Front is better if you guys want some pretty dope news.
So I want to close out the show. We have our robot theater scripts. Here you go, ladies and gentlemen. Well, gentlemen. to the ladies in the
man.
Audience that are listening. Yeah, we don't know. Actually, this one is probably going to be not
possible.
A...
I just read the title.
Look,
all I read was the title.
Talking about Scientology. Which is
yeah.
This part.
Speaking of Tom Cruise,
I just all I did was read the title, and it's you want to kick it
you
up?
Actually go ahead.
It
please.
Just says Mission Impossible. This one is possible.
Kind of defeats the purpose of the whole.
That's right. An AI robot that takes in 1,000 hours of a piece of entertainment and outputs a script that we reenact for you to enjoy at the end of the show. This one is 1,000 hours of Mission Impossible, titled Mission Impossible, This One Is Possible. Now, we've got three characters, actually, and an announcer, so we have the perfect amount of characters. We have Tom Cruise himself, Ethan Hunt. We
more
have
like
got
Ethan Cunt.
Yeah,
hey.
More like, we've got Benji, and we've got a voice. So, who wants to be who? I'll let you guys decide amongst yourselves as full-fledged adults.
I think I'll take Benji.
Benji's a good role. Can you do the Benji voice though? Can you do the accent?
What accent?
Isn't he the
What's his name from
Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah.
Oh, Simon Pegg.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
No.
That's okay.
No.
Cannot do a Scottish accent.
It is kind of hard though. To be
English,
fair,
proper English.
All right.
It's not hard. I just don't want to do it in time.
Who's playing Ethan Hunt and who's playing the voice?
I mean, I could do Ethan.
All right.
Not like that, though.
You could do him, though. Well, Tom Cruise
You just got to make sure you offset your teeth to channel your inner Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, man. He's got them lips.
He's got. Have you seen his
toes curl, my friend?
You see his teeth before he got them fixed. Those things were.
He was a horse.
Nasty.
He was the. What was the one that was disqualified? Oh man, he's Medina Spirit. That's.
Oh yeah, Medina Spirit. That's the one I forgot. I forgot too. Its name because nobody actually cares about the Kentucky Derby.
No. Only rich white people, and they care about it for a day, and then that's it, because they get to wear fancy big hats.
Yeah. We are on the exterior of the sun. We see Ethan Hunt climbing up the sun. He's dressed like Tom Cruise. It's winter, but the sun doesn't care.
This is one spicy meatball.
Ethan's computer genius friend, Benji, speaks to him over the radio. Benji is also a radio genius, since radios are computers in this movie.
Ethan, you only have 30 more seconds before the sun rises downstairs.
Calm your meatballs, Benji. That's just enough time to steal what I need to steal.
We focus on what Ethan plans on stealing. The sun's gigantic trash bag full of space secrets.
Well, meet my balls. There it is.
I think I'm going to use that. Well, meet my balls.
And it's spelled like a meatball, not even just meat.
I like that.
Ethan fires a grappling hook onto one of the sun's many ledges. He climbs up and grabs the trash bag of secrets.
Not so fast.
Ethan turns around, but nobody's there.
Up here.
Ethan slowly looks up and sees a massive space star.
Who are you? King of the meatballs?
I'm the sun's dad, and I've got an illegal gun. Prepare to not live.
Oh, shit! Pew, pew, pew.
Ethan jumps off the sun. We think it's suicide until we see he has a parachute. He activates it. It's full of meatballs. I'm not going to lie. I kind of want to see what happens after he reaches the ground in a parachute full
acting.
Of meatballs.
He probably turns into a meatball and rolls away.
That sounds like classic Tom Cruise.
That's Tom Cruise.
He has the ability to
you just start sucking off John Travolta.
That happens too at some point in the movie.
That's the whole premise of Mission Impossible, because it's impossible to make John Travolta come.
Mm.
Naturally.
Yeah.
All right. That is about it from us. We will be back next Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern. And have a good night, everybody. Bye.
You lose! Good day, sir!